for those of you who have children with ADD, or you know someone, or the neighbor kid has ADD, I especially want you to recognize what goes on in that little person's head, because it's not about discipline. It's not just about them being bad. It's not just about them not wanting to do homework or things like that. There is a very real thing going on in their little minds. And I think from the perspective of a parent, when you have to decide whether to medicate or to choose a different route that might not be so simple as popping a prescription, I think it's important that you really understand what's going on in their minds first before you jump so quickly to the prescription. Okay? And then we're going to go from there. Okay, experimentators, get your positions ready. Okay, begin. Oh, where is it? Oh, okay. A little louder. Okay, just a minute. Just a minute. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone. I don't know if you noticed, there was a lot going on. Thank you very much, little Alex. We were trying to get him to cry on cue, but it almost worked. We handed him to a stranger. And we had little Mary Kate back there. She just turned 5 and she's reading a book. So that's really huge, too. But we had someone coughing, we had someone sneezing, and we had the lights kind of going in and out a little bit. And for some of us, it may not have affected you. It may have been just fine. For some of us who have had to deal with ADD symptoms, all of that coming in at once is like clicking on your computer to try to open up all the things at once. It's a bombardment. All of that stuff going on at once makes you go, you don't know what you're supposed to focus on first. Someone might have been listening to the reading. Someone might have listened to the sneezing. Someone might have listened to the coughing. Someone might have been going like, what's going on with those lights? But someone with ADD is hearing all of it at the same time. And they're seeing the lights flicker at the same time. So it's constantly like standing out in the traffic jam at 28th Street going, ooh. And so inside your mind, or inside the mind of an ADD person, is this constant bombardment of stimuli. Constantly. Okay? It gets to the point where they can't focus. Can't focus. What are some of the symptoms that you notice either in the person you love or in the child that you love, or perhaps maybe even in yourself? What do you notice in them when it comes to those ADD things? What do you notice? Raise your hand or yell it out. Pardon me?
Can't sleep.
Can't sleep. Good. Okay. Anything else?
They're very creative.
Creative. Oh, a positive one. Oh, I like that. Messy handwriting. Okay. Next one. No one else? Tell me.
They can be very focused on the one thing that they're doing.
So we'll call it super focusing.
Yeah, like super hyper-focus.
Yep, hyper focus. Good, good one. How about?
You start a lot of things and don't finish any of them.
Really? Non-finished things?
I've heard stories.
Really? Non-finished items, okay. Hyper. Sometimes they are hyper, and that is very true. When a person has ADD, and I'll tell you my story in just a second, its number one characteristic is the inability to focus and accomplish tasks. Some people might have some more severe things in other areas, but truly an ADD person is like, da, 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 and someone's around you going, would you just stop it? Would you just get it done? Okay, they're just telling you, would you just get it done? And you're like, I'm really trying. Okay, the inability to focus. And as you saw with all that stimuli going on, they can't focus. They cannot choose one thing to focus on and block out all the rest. There's not a way to mentally, I'm sure there's a term for it, but there's not a way to bridge that gap and kind of funnel it into your mind in a nice little fashion. It's all coming at once. And you go, ooh. So you have this little 10-year-old who's getting all the stimuli in class, right? Because their lights flicker. I don't know if you can hear them, but I can hear them. The lights flicker, the kid next to him is going, okay? Someone's sneezing, someone's tapping their pencil, okay? And that little 10-year-old's going, and the teacher's going, now, spelling word number one, and they have to focus on trying to write that down. So this is what's going on in the mind of a child as well as an adult, Okay, the inability to focus. When I was first diagnosed with ADD, I was at Pine Rest. Okay? No, I didn't check myself in, but almost, okay? My story started, I didn't have symptoms as a child. At least I don't, my parents never told me I did. I was a little energetic as a child, but never to the point where I was not able to get things done. I did well through school and got good grades, and it all started in college. And guess when I should back up. I started taking Shaklee when I was 10, okay, because my mom made me. And if any of you have ever tasted Liquidly, how many of you tried Liquidly? Okay, how would you like to start out on that as a 10-year-old? Okay, and then instant protein. Remember the old stuff in the can that had no flavor, tasted like cardboard? Okay, that's what I started on. No wonder I was a reluctant child, right? Okay, so I started when I was 10. When I got to high school and I got to college, I was a grown-up. And I chose what I wanted to do, and I chose not to take those vitamins because I was a grown-up, and I did not need that, okay? And guess what happened? My mind started to go down. Of course, Jeff and I were dating in high school and college, and we were on the, what are you going to tell me? I won't. We were on the pyramid diet, Wendy's, McDonald's, you know, okay? Wendy's, McDonald's. Okay, well, that does, I'll talk about that in a minute. I was trying to eat the best I could at the cafeteria. Salads all the time. That iceberg lettuce just reeks of nutrition, doesn't it? Okay. And I love Oreo cookies. Oreo cookies are so good. Oh, who said oh? Yeah. I know it. I know. They're not good for you. I just said I like them. Okay. I once, when Jeff was trying to do, you know, he lived off campus, I lived on campus, and he'd come to visit me after a class or something, and he once was hooking up my little VCR thing, and he was getting frustrated. And I had a bag of Oreos, I kid you not, you know that emotional eating? Okay, that was me. One day, a bag was gone. Okay, that was before I started taking care of myself. Well, after passing out a couple times and doing this and doing that, I realized I had to get with this program of taking care of my body. Well, one of the things that left me also was my mind. I was working on my master's degree, and I couldn't explain it, but I sat there one time, by this time Jeff and I were married, and I sat there trying to do a paper, because you always have to do papers on your master's, because they have to know how much you have up here. So I'm working on this paper, it has to be a certain length long, and I'm sitting there going, I can't get this done. The dog's out there barking, the neighbors, whatever, the dishes are piled high, that needs to be put away right there. And I started to bawl, and Jeff said, yeah, he goes, what is the matter? I said, I just can't do it, I don't know. And he goes, do you need help? I said, I think I do. And at that time, it was close to a nervous breakdown. Okay, I was this close. We went and got help, I got tested at the ADD Institute. On a scale of 1 to 10, I tested at a 9. But they said because of my age, I was 25 at the time, I think, because of my sense of discipline, I was able to mask the symptoms, meaning they weren't quite so vibrant. But that doesn't mean they weren't there. This doesn't mean you didn't struggle and still have all that stimuli. Jade made a good point, the super focusing, that's how I got stuff done. I got stuff done an hour before it had to be done. I stayed up late nights before papers were done. I couldn't piece it together and work on it in parts and get it done along with, no, I had to wait till the night before when there was a lot of pressure, boom, I could get it done. You have to hyper-focus. Okay, you have to hyper-focus. I could never finish a sink full of dishes. Never. I could not find it in me to finish a sink full of dishes. Okay? There was always something else that was much better, and obviously dishes are not fun to do. So we went and got tested. I tested at a 9, and the doctor, of course, says, well, you can come back for some scheduled sessions. Okay? So I say, how much will that cost? And then I say, no, thank you. But then we also worked with my family doctor, and we started taking Ritalin. I started taking Ritalin. And how many of you know of someone? I won't ask if you know of someone who's taken it. Okay? Okay, I'll tell you how it feels. Ooh, that's kind of nice. That's how it feels for about 2 hours. Okay, I don't know anything about the Concerta. I don't know anything about the, all the other ones that are out there now. But Ritalin works. It works wonderful. I sat down and I watched a movie from the beginning to the end, and I didn't have to be doing something at the same time. Okay, that's how wonderful Ritalin works for 2 hours. 2 hours. Okay. We did that for several months. This is good. This is good. Classwork's going good. I was working full time and, ooh, this is great. And then we started to say to the doctor, we might want to start a family. And she looks at me and says, not when you're taking Ritalin. And that's when I found out Ritalin is a class 2 narcotic, just like cocaine. Oh, I'm thinking, I'm on drugs. Really? Really, you are on drugs. Okay, so what do we do? In the meantime, God rest her soul. Don't tell my mom I said that. She's still alive. Oh, my gosh. Okay. God bless my mom's soul. That's what I want to say. Because you know how children help parents get to heaven and vice versa and stuff like that? Well, I just sent my mom straight to heaven. I know I did. She's still alive, by the way. But she would always come out and she'd always say, Cindy, did you take your vitamins? And I'd say, no. Well, why not? Takes too long. So she bought me a vitamin organizer. Cindy, did you take your protein? No, I don't have any. So she bought me protein. We'd come out in the morning, we were married, there'd be protein on the car and all this kind of stuff. She was a wonderful mom, she still is. But it wasn't my idea, it was hers. She wanted me to take it. She didn't let it be for me, she wanted me to take it, okay? Well, then after the whole doctor spiel, you know, and the doctor says no, I'm like, oh, I better take my protein and vitamins. Oh. So I did. I started taking them. And I'll get to that in just a minute about my story and what I took and things like that. But you have to understand, when you're so used to a way of life, and Jeff will talk about that and change and stuff like that, something really has to knock on your door. Something big has to happen for you to make a change, either a life-changing moment or being told you're on a class 2 narcotic or something like that. The supplements and stuff were always there. I grew up on them. That liquidly wasn't going anywhere. So it was a matter of me making the decision to do it for myself. And that's the careful part about when we work with children, to want them to do it for themselves. Now, in the true spirit of Shackley, which is why I love being part of this organization, is we didn't just look at one little part. We didn't just supplement. We looked at the big picture, and that's exactly what we do when we work with people and consulting for their health. We don't just look at the supplement part, because if you're out doing this or out doing that or eating this kind of stuff or those yummy Oreos with a saturated fat, it's not going to work. You have to have balance. You have to have the whole picture. So what I'm going to describe to you today is the whole picture of what should be done. And as I mentioned, there's tons of stuff out there in ADD. Man, the hits you get when you type in ADD, oh, on the computer you get thousands of them. There are books like Driven to Distraction. I never finished the book, okay? People like me need little things like this, little booklets that you can just go, oh yeah, okay. Then you pick it up again and go, oh yeah, that one. The nice thing about it now, and before I go on, I'll just tell you, I don't consider myself to have ADD any longer. It's a condition that you can actually put your mind into a place where I can focus now. And even though I still hear the humming, I can keep my train of thought going. I went on later to teach full-time at Aquinas College, teach technology, and went on to teach classes at Gateway that are 3 hours long. Imagine doing that if you had the symptoms of ADD, okay? So you can, I really believe honestly, that there's some genetic predisposition to it, but there is also the state at which when you balance your body and give it the right food and the right nutrients, your body can do anything, and your mind will follow. Your mind will follow. Okay? And that's what happened. So if I stumble on my words, yeah, it might be a little ADD, but I don't feel like I have it anymore. I don't when someone said, you got ADD, I'm like, I used to, but I don't have it anymore. I'll just tell you about my experience with having it, because it was really, really bad. I just also want to really encourage those of you who have children, nieces and nephews, neighbor kids, or you're in a youth program, or somehow that you have children around you that have ADD and their parents have chosen medication. Because I really want you to be open to them or really find the right words that says to them or for you to consider, what do you want their life to be like in 10 years? What do you want them to be like as an adult? If they're medicated as a child, how will they ever learn to be healed as an adult? Does that make sense? Okay. So you got a medicated 10-year-old. What are they going to be like when they're 20? Road rage, right? Yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. Everyone with me still? Any ADD people need to take a break or a shake or something like that? Okay, good. All right, ready to go? Helping you and your family. Oh, that's kind of a big picture. I like it bigger, but we'll just deal with it. Okay, Jeff. Oh, am I supposed to click? Oh, oops, wrong one. Okay, what you can do. Three things that you can do when you have ADD. Eliminate, alter, and add. I'm going to focus on those things. And it's up to you. If you want to feel better, you follow these things. If you just sort of want to feel sort of better, well, you just pick the ones you want to do. But this is what we did because I was serious. I was sick of being labeled ADD, and I wasn't even 10. When I had ADD, I was an adult. Can you imagine a 10-year-old who has to go to the nurse's station twice a day to get the prescription? Or once a day? Can you imagine the student, and I just talked to a mom. It broke my heart. She has a 10-year-old who has to sit by the teacher. He has a pillow, for lack of a better term, that he sits on so that when he bounces, it doesn't disturb the other kids. I mean, he has a pillow. People with hemorrhoids have pillows. This poor little guy has a pillow he has to sit on in class. I mean, that really, I just think, oh, the measures and the extremes we go through to help these children, and really, they're just stuck in this position of being singled out, and not for the right reasons either. They can't help it. They can't help all the stimulus is going on. All right, so number one, Jeff, do you mind helping me because I love to walk around. Oh, I love to walk. Okay, number one, we're going to eliminate things. And these are the things that must be eliminated. A must, okay? Number one, pop and fruit punch. No high C's, no diet rights, no diet Pepsis, no diet Colas, no blah, 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 blah. The list is huge. None, okay? None. Not only does it have sugar in it, but it has chemicals in it. And what are you trying to avoid? You're trying to avoid toxifying your brain. Hello? Okay? None. It just drives me crazy when I go to, Jeff used to teach at a school. I used to go and meet him sometimes at lunch, and there'd be these lunch box things, these little square boxes with a little straw that goes down, and I think, oh, my goodness, they're feeding all these kids this, and then the teachers get them in a half hour later. Whoa. Anyway, okay. Refined sugars. And this comes under Oreos. Now, does it mean I never have an Oreo? Yeah, I usually don't. But if they're there, I might have two. But I really, 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 really watch the refined sugar. They're all over the place. It kills me when I see parents buying Pop-Tarts and Lucky Charms, and even Cheerios have a high glycemic value to them. It kills me when I see them put those Captain Crunch that really are good in that box, and I think, oh, those parents and the teachers that are getting them at 10 o'clock, because that's when it hits, okay? The important thing about these first two, Pop, Fruit Punch, refined sugars, when I didn't tell you this, but when you have ADD, you can't have sugar levels that go like this, that are, you're rebounding up and you're crashing. I had hypoglycemia. I'd pass out I got really ornery if I didn't eat right away. Okay, you need to stabilize that blood sugar. It's not going to help by putting that sugar in, because then you're going to be like this, and then you're going to be hyper. Okay, so you must have an even level of sugar through your body, which means no sugar. Okay, keep it very plain. Protein helps with that. You have to remove allergens. I didn't tell anybody this, but when I was really bad, I was drinking about a gallon of milk every 2 days myself. Okay, myself. I loved milk. I had it in the morning, had it in the afternoon, had it for lunch, had it for supper. Okay, Jeff was coaching. I'd have cereal for supper because it was just me. Huge. It wasn't good cereals either. It was sugar puffs and, oh, gosh. We made some major changes there. Dairy is milk. Why did I put that in there? Wheat, corn, any allergens. If there's an allergen, that poor little person is probably, I mean, their body is just trying so hard to keep up. Oh, I just keep thinking of this 10-year-old. Chemicals. Aha. I was taught you should put a capful of bleach in your dishwater to kill the germs. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so we did. And who's standing over the sink doing the dishes with a cap full of bleach in it? Me. Okay. Pardon? And warm water just oozing up. And I sometimes wore gloves because I didn't like the smell. Oh, okay. Bleaches all kinds of toxins, any kinds of aerosols, all those, you know, those smelly, you know, when you have a BM, you know, and you spray to cover it up, you know. Okay, you eliminate that stuff. There are alternatives. Put a drop of basic G in a little spritzer and just spritz over it, for crying out loud. Those aerosols are detrimental to someone with ADD. They're an instant. So think of you like you've been just shocked. Next thing is bubble bath solutions. I looked on the back once. I had some from another company that somebody had given to me. They came three bottles. One was blue, one was red, one was yellow. And you're supposed to squirt them in the kids' bathtubs, and you look at them, and I went, ah, red dye number 40. And I wasn't bathing in it, but my child was. And I thought, oh, because I thought, oh, this company. I looked at that, and you just can't be soaking in bubble bath solutions. So don't put your kids in solutions or with crayons and all those kind of things. Just use basic H. Suds is up the same, and if some goes down, it's no problem. And you have to eliminate yeast or candida. All of you have yeast. Some of you have more, okay? If you have an overgrowth of yeast, you got to get it under control because the die-off toxins from it are killing the brain. They're killing it. And I can think back and think, oh, yeah, that makes sense. All the things with the yeast symptoms and stuff went right along with the ADD stuff. So eliminate. Those are the big heavy hitters right there. Now, of course, there are books and books and books and books and books on allergies. And if you've ever seen Dr. Doris Rapp, I love this book of hers. Of course, I didn't read the whole thing. Just read what you want. There's lots of stuff on allergies and all that kind of stuff. So you can delve into more. Yes, Vicki. To get rid of the yeast, eliminate it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question, Mova. What aggravates it? Perfumes, allergens, hormones, refined sugars, certain types of fruit even, maple syrups. Yeah, huge thing. I'm sure Trudy has that little piece of paper that she can forward to you. Yeah, if you're going on a yeast-free diet, break out the protein can, because that's about but you have to get rid of it. I mean, that's all there is to it. Alter. I love this one. Alter, because you have to alter some things. I didn't have any problem altering TV. I couldn't sit still long enough to watch it, so I had no problem with that. But if you have a child that you're sticking in front of the TV, or your niece or nephew is in front of it, or you have a Game Boy, you know, those game things, folks, you're overstimulating that little person. They're being overstimulated. You might think they're restful because they're sitting still, but it's what's going on up here, and it is overstimulating them. Our kids watch a half-hour TV every 2 to 3 days if they're lucky. Sunday they get to watch football, and they think that's awesome. We just have them outside, and they're like, okay, come on, let's wrestle. Let's do everything we can to avoid that TV. I mean, we still have VeggieTales and stuff, and that's okay, but, you know, if you're working with a child with ADD, stop the TV. Stop the TV. Play a game with them or something. Wrestle with them. Increase physical activity. And I'll tell you a little bit. When I was going through all this stuff and experimenting with the Ritalin and things like that, I was on the Aquinas run team because they needed 10 people for the corporate races and stuff like that. So I was a runner. Yeah, I barely made a mile in 10 minutes. I had to stop, get my breath, and then run again. Because you know what I realized? When you have ADD, you have nothing to think about while you're running. You can't run a mile because you don't know what to think about. You're going, all right, I'm done. You really have nothing. You can't focus long enough to get through the mile. So you know what I did? I put in earplugs. And by George, I ran a mile. I ran three one day, and I broke 30 minutes with 29:32. It's my best time ever. We have a picture. So anyway, but physical activity. Get those kids out there. Get yourself out there and run. Walk, skate, do whatever you love to do, snowboard, because it is a lot of ADD people like stimuli. You know why? Because it gives them a calm. It physically calms the body. That cortisol is removed. Those good endorphins are increased. There's this calm, and you're physically tired. It puts your brain waves at the next slower rate. They are calmed. Then have that child sit down and do the homework. I think all kids should run a mile before they go into a classroom. Really, I really do. That helps them focus better. It will help them focus better. So I'm giving you some coping skills, too, if you're dealing with this. Okay, add white noise to a study area. You don't realize it, but having like a fan running, gives that, it retards all those little bitty undulations, and you're nodding your head, man. You and I need to talk, don't we? Okay, you really have to block that out, and these are the best way to do it. For your child, or whatever you need to do. I still wear these when I have, you know, when I go running or do something that I need to focus on, I stick in those earplugs because everything's gone then. I do it not because I have to anymore, but you know what? When I was able to run, I went, whoa, that is so cool. Do you know how I discovered that if I stuck these in, it would help? Because somebody who I still don't know, and I think he was my angel really, ran with me at the Reeds Lake Run, and he was a heavy breather. And you know what? It was his breathing. All I did was listen to it as I ran, and we ran together. And then I busted to the finish line, and I still don't know who he was to this day. I don't even know what he looked like. He was just my angel. And then I went, breathing. Listen to your own breathing. If you have a little person, ask if they can take these to school and put them in when it's work time, okay? Because what you're going to do is give them a focused arena to get their work done. They'll have something to do. Okay, earplugs, nice squishy ones. Alter their homework process. When you have a project, it's the projects that make little kids with ADD go, and they never get it done, and they're always, It's not the little parts. They can do little parts. It's when they see this big thing, like the whole sink of dishes. It's like, oh, my goodness. And there's some in the oven because you hid them there, you know. You really, I'm serious. We've had to do that before. You really have to make some changes, and it's just altering the process. Break it down into little parts. Do something smaller. Practice this smaller. If you know you have a project, they have this project due that requires some attention, sit down with them and outline the outline. Let it take 10 minutes and let them go then. Come back the next day and work at it for 15, then let them go. You really have to alter how they do their work, okay? That's going to make a big difference. Anything else? Anything else for that one? Nope. Now we have to add water. God made water. Your body needs water. Drink it. Purified water. Would you rather have dirty water going in or clean water going in? Okay? When you have ADD, that water, it's amazing. When you don't have ADD, that water, it's amazing. Isn't it? Speaking of water, can I have some water? Okay. Good nutrition and lots of it. And I love some of these little quotes. When we're not energizer bunnies. We don't plug ourselves in the wall at night and in the morning unplug and kind of go about our day and then plug ourselves in at night again and go about our day. How do we live? What keeps us going every day? Anybody? Rest. What else? Food. Okay, right. So you put good food in, you get good stuff out. Okay, you put bad food in, you get bad stuff out. Okay, it's all about making those changes. And they aren't easy. It's not easy having your kids eat these Cheerios. My kids look at these Cheerios now that we get from Country Life, and they're like, Mom, these don't taste very good. And I went, I know, honey, just eat them anyway. Oh, these poor kids. Oh, they're all right, though. It doesn't take a lot. You just have to make the changes. They don't know any other way, and thank goodness I have good supportive in-laws and my parents and stuff. Food can influence your brain so much that they are actually finding studies that link it with the opposite, like Alzheimer's and some of the degenerative dementia diseases on the other end. With that in mind, you've got a 10-year-old who could live 90 more years. Are you going to be putting junk in for the next 90 years? What do you want out of this little person for that next 90 years? You have to really set the tone when they're young and put the good nutrition in. Get that brain going. How many of you want smart kids? If you have, okay, you want smart kids? Give them good food. Too late, yeah. You've got smart kids. You've already got smart kids, Blake. So really, you have to supplement. Now, you don't have to you don't have to put good food in. You don't have to. You don't have to. But you're going to see the outcome of it, okay? You're going to see the outcome. Big difference. I tell parents this when I first work with them. Change even. If your kid has to have cereal, give it to them for supper. Give them eggs and toast for breakfast, if they're not allergic to eggs. You will notice a humongous difference in their attitude at school. Their teacher might even call you because they've had protein in their diet, and their blood sugar is not going to be going like this. And 10 o'clock, the red dye from the Lucky Charms isn't going to hit off that little half moon shape or whatever, you're going to have a child that's like, teacher, I can do it all. Okay? So good nutrition. Bad health affects neurological function. And you know what? Good nutrition is directly linked to that. Put good stuff in, you'll get good stuff out. And add supplementation. Please don't go to the next one just yet. Some people have said, well, you've been able to cope, you know, you've got the earplug thing going, you know, you've learned how to do this. Do you need to actually supplement? I could not have changed to the point to be able to speak now for half an hour. I think I've done an all right job. But I would not have been able to speak this long with focus and clarity had I not supplemented. And I can tell when I don't. I cannot miss one round. I have a handful I take twice a day. And if I miss it, I can tell. Just like all of you found that right little balance of what works and stuff for you. Your body requires energy. And it requires good food. Feed it. Shackley provides the good food. Dr. Shackley had wonderful, wonderful insight years ago when he made these perfect little, what do you call them, food pills? Deb calls them her perfect little power packs. Okay? Perfect little power packs. She looks at her plate of food when she's getting better and says, all these supplements are my good little foods. That's what we have to think about when we put those into our body. So do you need a supplement? Absolutely. You cannot. I thought about this. I thought, well, if you lived in a biome or one of those spheres and someone grew your food in that sphere and no toxins ever got it and stuff like that, and I thought, well, that's crazy. You cannot live today in our West Michigan area with sun and snow and things like that and not supplement. You cannot do it. You can live. I guess you shouldn't say that. You can live. You just aren't going to feel very good. You have to decide what you want your quality of life to be in the long run. Before I go on into what to add, my grandma died when she was 93, 2 years ago, and she took Shackley. And she took a lot of it, as long as her spouse had let her take that. Then they said, and when she had to live with someone else, they only let her take one or alfalfa and stuff. She was so healthy up until that point. She lived to be 93, and she was just, oh, she was so spry. She was just like the best grandma. You know those little short ones, you just hug them. And then I look at some of my close relatives, grandparents, just some of Jeff's parents and grandparents and stuff, and I think, and they're not yet my grandma's age. And I think, God bless their souls, because it's not, the quality of life is really diminishing. And I can't say anything, I've tried, but the decision has to be up to them. You know, you can only take them so far, okay? So, supplementation, here's what you do. Get your notes out, those of you who are taking notes. Oh, you're such good note takers. Look at you, Ron, you're doing great. Okay, here's was my answer to a prayer. Probably my mom's prayer too. Okay, oh, that's kind of small. All right, this first section. Here's what must be done first to feel better. Protein, Vitali, Optiflora. These are musts for anyone with ADD symptoms. For anyone who wants to feel good. That's a must. Protein, 2 servings a day. Now, I don't have the time to get into. If you're 12, if you're 4 to 12, you need to take this much. I'll do that with some specific ones, but take it. Just dine on that protein. Jeff and I dine on that protein stuff. Vitali, 2 a day. You know the routine. Talk to the person who brought you. Optiflora gets rid of the yeast, okay? And it also allows absorption of nutrients. If you don't have the right nutrient or the right microflora going on in your intestines, some of those good nutrients might not be passing through when you need them most. So give yourself credit for that. Now, the next thing is, if you want your ADD symptoms gone, if you want them gone, this will help you feel better. These three things, you'll feel better. You'll notice you'll feel better. You'll notice your kids are feeling better. If you want the symptoms gone, here's what you do. Did it go on? Okay, it's really slow, but all right. I tried to make it fast. Operator. All right, here's what you add. If you want them gone, you add these. B-complex, it's a must. It calms the nervous system. Just so many other things too, the list is this big. Okay, B-complex, it's a must, even for little kids. My son, 4 years old, has a B-complex every day that's ground up in his protein. If you've left a B-complex on your tongue too long, you know the taste of that thing. Super CalMag, lots and lots of calcium. Calcium and magnesium help calm the body, they help calm the muscles, and they help calm the nerves. Zinc. Zinc makes things happen faster. Okay? Even little people can take zinc. Essential omega-3, which will now be changed to the omega guard. That is essential. It's those good fatty acids, the good brain vitamins, the good ones that smooth over the neurons and the nerve endings. They're a must. They're a must. And GLA, and I put the ratio here. 2-to-1 ratio of them, depending on the size. And if you're just starting your program, you can double that for the first month. So like if you do 2 omegas, 1 GLA, do 4 omegas and 2 GLA for the first month. If for a little kid, too. You can do this for a little kid. Okay, lecithin, because the GLAs and the good fatty acids has to be able to be absorbed. Stress relief complex. I'm going to talk to you about stress relief complex and mental acuity. When I first started using all the Shackley supplements and finding my program, stress relief wasn't there. It wasn't there yet. So I got by with all of those and the mental acuity. Then stress relief came around. And I know some people have tried it and don't care for it, but let me tell you, for those of you with ADD symptoms, it is a lifesaver. It is a lifesaver. And children can take it too. Martha Wilmore said adults can take up to 6 a day. 6 a day. Children, 1 a day. Break it in half. Half in the morning, half at night. I love this because you know what? I'm not afraid to give this stuff to my kids. I don't have to call the doctor for permission. You know, I love it. Double ear infection, droopy ears. Hey, 10 garlic, 1 zinc. And I love the lowdown. I love what you can do with this stuff. Stress relief. And then mental acuity. Now, no mental acuity for a little person. No mental acuity for a little person. Give them extra B-complex and give them extra calcium. Okay? Little person, I count like 12 and under. Those who can't quite articulate what they're feeling and don't know. But for an adult, boom. Do I have to use the mental acuity every day? No. I don't. I mean, I do if I want to. Like I took it before I came. Those kind of things, those kind of event needs. Or if I have a lot of stuff I want to get done during the day, then I take it. Otherwise, the stress relief, boom, you betcha. That's in every single day. Every single day, along with the rest of the stuff. Okay? Now, do I have time to take questions now, or do you want to wait till afterwards? Did you want me to wait till afterwards? Okay. Now, I just want to really briefly share with you. I have brought some of my resources that I use, just some of them. And I'll put them up here. Please don't walk out with them. Okay? This is all I have. I will follow you. This one is a very good one because it also talks about learning behaviorals. And I tried to call this woman today. She has a PhD in education. I haven't heard back because I wanted to see if we could get more. So I apologize for that. I waited till the last minute to call. Some things are hard to die, aren't they? Some things are hard to overcome. But this one, I love this one. Nutrition versus Ritalin and other drugs for ADD and hyperactivity. This is so good because it lists the side effects of the drugs, okay? And it goes through the do's and don'ts and to take out the sugar and all that. And this little guy named Adam? I think it was Adam. And all the changes he went through with his mom. I would be happy to order you some. These are $350 a piece. Put your name on the little thing. We have to order them from Indiana. I'd be happy to do a little group shipment if you want some. Just put your name on the thing. So once again, please don't walk out with my little thing. There's lots of resources out there. You can find all kinds of things in your good nutritional Bible books and stuff. I didn't talk a lot about what the cleaning products and stuff like that, but just understand that the more you Shackleyize your home, the laundry, the basic G instead of all those aerosols, even hairsprays. Folks, if you have a little person that has ADD symptoms, don't spray hairspray around them. Don't use those kind of things around them. It's just nasty. And it just sets their whole tone of the day. It's like an instant jagger in their back. Okay? I'm gonna let Jeff talk a minute. And then I'll answer. Yeah, just Jeff gets 1 minute. Sorry, I took a little extra time.